Hey everyone, welcome back to the Birdie Bitch podcast. My name is Maddie Belton and I'm your host. Today I spoke with Caleb Williams and Zach Williams of Drive Force Golf. Drive Force has an awesome pre-round supplement called DF18. It's caffeine-free, has no added sugar, and it's the perfect pre-round drink mix. It helps you stay hydrated longer, stay focused, keeps your stamina up, and helps you avoid that back nine slump. I'm also super excited to announce that Drive Force is officially a sponsor of Birdie Bitch, and we're going to be doing some giveaways, so maybe listen to the whole episode and you might get lucky. If you're interested after listening to this awesome episode with these awesome guys and purchasing some of their supplement, you can go to driveforce.golf. I'll have the link in the show notes, and you can use my code BIRDIE15, that's BIRDIE15, and you'll get 15% off your order. I truly would not have let them sponsor this podcast or even had them on this podcast if I didn't believe in the product. It is awesome. I have used it while playing, while teaching, working out, and I just think it's so awesome. So without further ado, I'm going to let you guys into the interview and you can learn more about Zach and Caleb and their product. So I am here with Zach and Caleb Williams. They are the founders of Drive Force. Zach, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to starting Drive Force with your brother, Caleb?
Sure. And Maddie, just thanks for having us on Birdie Bitch. And can I say, love the name?
Thank you.
I think from a career background, I have a pretty mixed bag, none of which would suggest that I'd get into nutrition. I have an economics major from Suffolk with a minor in theater, and I've done everything from politics in local Cambridge to being a general manager at a karaoke bar in downtown Boston. About 4+ years ago, I got sick due to a combination of a variety of bad habits. And when I came to, I became very fascinated with fitness and health. When I began pursuing fitness, what quickly I realized was there was this barrier in the function of nutrition, and I became very interested in nutrition and then sports nutrition as a way of improving performance. And that led to a passion for, you know, how to optimize my own health, but also help other people optimize theirs. So, you know, I started doing work on social media and running like a fitness group. And then, you know, that all culminated in wanting to do it in the form of a product, which Caleb will tell you more about his side, but, you know, teaming up with family was also an extra plus.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I work with my dad now too. So it's an awesome like dynamic that you guys have. Caleb, what's your background? I know you are in charge of the like ambassador program and marketing and everything. Did you go to school for that?
No, I definitely didn't go to school for it. On the on the golf side of things, you know, so we grew up in Taipei, Taiwan, and golf there is huge. You know, so I grew up playing. Zach did not. I went to the golf camps and all that. But I kind of stopped playing consistently when I was like 13. But always was a huge fan, you know, like Tiger Woods was the first athlete I ever had as a poster on my wall. Like literally the first poster I ever had on my wall was Tiger Woods. So, you know, kind of left the game from a playing side of things. I'd go to the driving range, I'd play every now and then, but always watched. I went to school in Vancouver, British Columbia, and there's actually a golf course on campus.
That's
cool. So while going to school there, that definitely helped reignite my love for the game. And I have a history in advertising technology. So we would sell advertising technology as well as the advertising for it in subway systems all around the world. So we, you know, installed and sold advertising in Barcelona, Seoul, Sao Paulo, and helped with the business development get into, you know, other foreign markets like the Netherlands, more places in Italy, and that company is still doing really well. But I lived in Vancouver for, you know, 8-9 years after college and moved back home and kind of, you know, saw Zach's passion for wanting to jump into the the nutrition space, because he and I, you know, both grew up playing sports, lifting weights, and we're definitely susceptible to all the buzzword, you know, products that came out. Like, I remember distinctly the summer that acai berry kind of blew up.
Yeah.
And Zach and I got so much acai berry for way too much money. And it didn't do anything, really. It was really a placebo thing. So, you know, I think he and I are just very versed consumers when it comes to the nutrition space. And, you know, fortunately, we had a fresh take, and we really wanted to provide products that don't pull the wool over people's eyes and actually can benefit them.
Yeah. I mean, I started taking DF18 probably, what was it, 2 weeks ago, and I've used it in competition playing golf. And like I told you guys, the one tournament I played in, I didn't play well. And when I don't play well, I'm usually exhausted, and all I want to do is go home and take like a 3-hour nap. But I felt totally fine. I came home and I did some work and stuff. And I've used it at work, teaching, at work. When I wake up early at 4:30, 5 o'clock to go open the shop, and I come home, I don't want to work out, but I've used it like midday, like you said, to take it around noon and come home and get a workout in. And it's like, it's life changing. So that's my experience with it. But going back to the start of developing the product and everything, what, I know you said, Zach, you got sick, but what really motivated you guys to create a product like this? Because it's marketed towards golfers. I know it can be used elsewhere, but how did you really hone in on this type of product?
Well, I think the product, the type, if you will, was a function of me experimenting on myself with a kit of ingredients that I was researching, trying to optimize my own health and performance. And I, like I said, that there was this passion for combining sports nutrition and nutrition such that it would acutely improve my performance for any given activity I was doing, including sort of post-workout recovery, but also be healthy for me such that I would take it on a regular basis. And, you know, seeing that there was that bridge between the two that is not done as much as I believe it should be in the general like nutrition and sports nutrition marketplace, we went looking for a place that, you know, something like that could apply. The multitude of verticals were really, you know, saturated. And Caleb indicated that, you know, he's a golfer. Our other co-founder, Chris Machado, is a golfer. And they suggested taking a look at golf. So, you know, I took a couple meetings with a few friends. You mentioned, you know, Jason Parajakis. He was actually the first meeting that I had to learn what the situation was of the golfer. And I discovered that what I had made for myself addressed what really was happening from hole one to hole 18. I became impressed by the notion that virtually all golfers experience this. And then Caleb and I, he'll tell you, we spent about 1 to 2 months just looking online because we could not believe that no one had tried to fix that problem before.
Yeah, I said that to you when we talked. I was like, I mean, it makes sense. The type of product makes sense. I can't believe it's taken until 2022 or whenever you guys launched to make something like this. Because like you said, every single golfer struggles with the back nine slump.
Right. Yeah. And that, and all of the symptoms were, you know, in my summation, both predictable and addressable, and that they wouldn't need to be addressed in a multi-protocol approach like people currently have, where they're, oh, I'm going to drink this here and I'm going to eat that there, and then I'll have this as needed. You know, there were things that you could address foundationally before you even play. And your 18 roll, your 18 round, your 18 holes should be physically comfort free while you're playing.
And, you know, just to add, like, it's a crazy thing when you look at the NFL, you look at the MLB, you look at NHL, NBA. If you were to talk to those athletes about their nutrition protocol, they'd go on for hours. Yeah. But then Zalatoris, you know, I distinctly remember he comes in second at the Masters, does an amazing job, and they ask him, you know, what's your nutrition? And he's like, trail mix. You know, and it's like, come on, you're playing for the most prestigious purse in golf, and your answer is M&Ms and cashews.
It's true, though. I mean, I played in college, and a lot of the tournaments, they'd have like snack stations out on the course every 6 or 9 holes. And I can't tell you how many fruit snacks I, like Welch's fruit snacks, I ate in my time. Like, I probably single-handedly kept them in business my 4 years that I was in college. Like, and I mean, they taste good, but like, what does it really do?
Are you going to summer camp? You know, like,
exactly.
It's crazy.
I mean, it was like fruit snacks, like Nature Valley bars, Gatorade. Like, that was the, I remember there was one tournament, they gave us Chick-fil-A, which, you know, is great. It tastes like, great.
Oh, wow.
Like, then you're going to fall asleep like 2 holes later.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, no one really ever talks about this stuff. I'm sure once you get to a higher level, you think about it to a certain degree, but like you just said, even Zalatoris is just focusing on his golf and not his nutrition.
Caleb had said something interesting before. It's where the rest of golf has moved on to crazy technologies in the equipment. With respect to sports nutrition, they're still using wooden clubs.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely wooden shaft phase still, you know, instruction, technique, equipment. Like, I mean, it was still the biggest thing. I remember how big of a deal it was, all these new clubs when I was a kid, and it's still the same, you know, spiel. It's like, you got to get a new driver. You go, oh, the new hybrid. Oh, the new putter. And that's great. But if you 3-putt, 4-putt because you're dehydrated and tired and you can't focus on the back nine, no new driver or putter is going to save you from playing poorly.
That's what I mean, I want to say that when people are like, oh, I can't hit my driver. I think I'm going to like, can I demo one? I want to get a new one. I'm like, do you warm up before you play? Like, do you eat like a good breakfast before you come out? Like, what are you doing? It's not the driver. Like, trust me, your driver's just fine. As long as it's not like crooked and bent, you're just not prepping right.
That reminds me of an old saying. Our grandfather had a plaque on his desk, and it was a simple solution to a complex problem is always wrong, right? So golf is really hard.
Yeah.
And the simple solution is, I just need a new club, right? Yeah. And that's not the way to address, you know, the needs of your game.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. I think this DF18 will definitely, if we can get it into the hands of a lot of golfers, will help a lot of people play much better golf. How did you guys go about research and development? Like, how do you even start creating something like this? I have no idea on this side of things.
Well, you know, like I said, there were a lot of things about the formula that I was already doing for myself, but I didn't sort of know that until we looked at what golfers needed. And it was a time issue first, because I might need something for 1 to 2 hours, but a golfer needs fine motor execution and high pressure risk management, and needs to do it consistently across, you know, 4, maybe even 6 hours of a round. So, you know, I needed to maintain their physical stamina. One of the ways that people do that is, you know, they exercise regularly to raise what's called their VO2 max. So how can you do that with sports nutrition? And how can you do that in a way that, you know, allows that to continue for, you know, that 4 to 6 hour period? The second was hydration, which was, you know, you can give someone electrolytes, but, you know, that's only good for so long. Is there any way that you could extend and hyperhydrate for a much longer period? And then after that, it was, you know, adding in a variety of, you know, ingredients which would target cognition and, you know, mental processes more directly, put them all together to create what, you know, would sustain a golfer's game really physically for, you know, 4 to 6 hours. And I had a variety of ingredients. I'd already been researching through examine.com, which is a third party objective research group that takes research on all types of dietary supplements and compiles them, you know, so that you can understand where they are with respect to theory or proven efficacy. And then we, you know, we spend a little money ordering these ingredients from bulk supplements. And I was mixing prototypes up literally in our brother's garage with a scale, you know, in a rudimentary flavoring process. And then, you know, that was sort of the preliminary research and development phase, which I'd say got us to about 80% of the way. And by 80% of the way, I looked at what the final formula was, and I said, all right, I believe very strongly this fixes, you know, 80% of the problems that the golfer is going to deal with when they're playing. And this is when I think the most important step that we took, instead of just believing that we'd figured something out, we didn't want to even try to make a company around a product until we'd validated it. So the next ask was, can we find any people who this really matters to? I was very insistent that we look not just for players, but instructors, because, you know, in my head, the instructors care about teaching the game, but they probably would appreciate that when the student leaves their bays and, you know, actually gets to go play, that's where their level of influence stops. And if suddenly the player, you know, they arrive unprepared physically, all of the technique that they've spent hours and hours training could possibly disappear, not for any fault of their own, except that their own body got in the way. So we were introduced to Adam Koloff and Allison Walsh. Adam Koloff out of Pure Drive, Allison Walsh is a 11-12 year LPGA pro. And we asked them to sample the product to tell us whether or not, after taking it, did it address the issues that we were trying to solve for. The original prototypes did, and we worked with them and the team over at Pure Drive in Woburn for the next 6 months, fine-tuning that remaining 20% of the formula until we believed that we had gotten the sweet spot.
That's awesome. So I guess what exactly, you kind of went over it, but what exactly is different about DF18? Because the funniest thing I've ever seen was that the video that you have on your Instagram of the guy that's hungover and he goes out to play golf. He literally looks like he should be dead in the first video, and then like whatever it is a couple hours later, he looks totally fine. And I golf or being hungover, you know, I've tried Noon, I've tried Liquid IV, I've tried all of these different things. Like, what ingredients is it that makes it work just so much better? Because I don't have a scientific background. I literally almost failed biology in college. So like, I couldn't explain any of this stuff to you, but just like at a rudimentary level, like what's different about the ingredients compared to those other types of products that help so tremendously with, you know, sustaining a 4, 5, 6 hour round with focus and hydration and everything, and even helping you feel better after a long night out.
Caleb will handle the rudimentary delivery.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise we'll be here for
3 years. Yeah, we'll be here forever if I get going.
So I think to answer that question, you know, really is to look at our product through a different lens, and it actually has to do with how we're trying to educate people. The product itself is so much more than just a hydration product. And I think that's something we're trying to figure out how to get people to understand. You know, Liquid IV, like all those other products you mentioned, they're really trying to solve for one thing. And hydration is only one piece of the wellness equation, right? So whether you're trying to play better, you know, because you feel like crap from the night before, or you're getting tired on the back nine, like the whole goal is you want to feel better. And when you feel better, you play much, much stronger. You know, the rudimentary stuff, I'd say on the hydration side of things, you know, it's the right balance of electrolytes for the right purpose. There is the one problem I have is the ingredient N-acetylcysteine. I don't even know how to begin to explain that, Zach, on a rudimentary level. So you might as well just take that one for now.
Sure. N-acetylcysteine is supportive of the blood flow promoting agents like the arugula extract and the augmentine sulfate, in that it provides the body with glutathione, an antioxidant that supports the stability of the nitric oxide molecule that those things promote. And then, you know, with respect to, you know, variety of health related things, it is involved in the situation you described with the gentleman. When the body is processing a previous night out, in the liver especially, there's the glutathione system that is responsible for the removal of toxins. When you go out and have a good night, that system is put under pressure, and the glutathione is being used up to deal with all that oxidative stress. So when you pair N-acetylcysteine with that, you're taking that pressure off of your liver while reducing the subsequent day's horrible situation.
Got it.
You know, and then there's like the glycerol, which improves water retention for longer. That's how we stretch the body's ability to use water and stay hydrated. There is a, like I mentioned, the blood flow area, which provides the natural energy. And both of those actually come together to achieve that long-lasting focus that you get mostly from DF18. It's by making sure that your body does not lose hydration or have impediments to blood flow, which transport oxygen and nutrients throughout your system. If you maintain both of those, you naturally will have less instance of brain fog as a result.
Gotcha. That does make sense to someone who almost failed biology in college. so thank you for that. So can you explain what NSF certified is and if you guys are certified or not?
So NSF certification is one of two certifications you can get. We are not NSF certified. We are Informed Sport certified, and Informed Sport is the second one. It is basically the governing body, or one of the governing bodies, for making sure that whenever you get something produced, it is produced at the highest quality of standards to ensure that athletes can take it safely and know that they won't get popped for any banned substances. So Informed Sport certification is more recognized internationally. NSF is definitely more of a United States based company. But basically, if you're an Olympian and you see Informed Sport certified, you can go look up the product. You can see when it was tested. Did it pass? Where it was produced? It's a fully transparent certification, and just gives you confidence, you know, because we've spoken to several, you know, whether it's NCAA or Korn Ferry, and it's interesting. A lot of their first questions are, what's in it, and is it safe for me to take as an athlete? And this is sort of the thing that if they see it, they should feel fully confident that this is aligned with their professional goals.
Yeah, that's definitely important for a lot of the, you know, better players out there. But can you guys explain also why you chose, since Caleb's the only one that played golf out of the two of you, why did you choose to market it towards golfers? Because you really could have gone like a million different directions with this one, since it can be used for so many different instances.
Yeah, I think I'm a believer in the niche approach, right? Like, it was something our grandfather did. He built a business by building a very niche product and service. And, you know, Zach and I, we started down the bigger market route, and we kind of just took a look at it. And we're like, man, if we create this product, it's pretty hard to market it towards your, you know, 20-year-old CrossFit guy all the way up to your, you know, 50-year-old you know, mom trying to get back in shape, or, you know, whatever it is, it's a tough ask to try to market one product to all the people we thought could get the benefit. And, you know, just after some research in golf, like we were saying earlier, it was very clear that there was no solution for them. And the golf market's very interesting. There's, you know, from the National Golf Foundation, they say that there's anywhere from 28 to 32 million golfers. And that's anywhere from, you know, people playing top golf all the way down to the people who do play 50, 60, 70, you know, maybe even 100 plus rounds a year.
There's some people at the club that I work at that definitely play even more than that.
Yeah, no. And those people are categorized by the National Golf Foundation's research department. They categorize the avid golfer, they call them hooked in nuts. And through their research, they found out that the hooked in nuts golfers, there are 9 million of them approximately, that account for 70% of the rounds played and 70% of all the dollars spent in the market on apparel, equipment, lessons, right? So for us, it was like, wow, there's a really targeted market that we can address that has a very clear need, and we can solve for it in a very convenient and comprehensive way. You know, we're starting with golf because it was just such a glaring need, but we definitely think that our products, and especially DF18, you know, with the right time, can absolutely benefit, you know, the people who love to cycle, the hikers, the tennis players, and now I guess the pickleball players. You know, there's no need to stop at golf, but it's definitely strategic for us to start here.
Yeah, I'll just also add that the need was one that was really important to me. We've had, like, last week a really cool occurrence. We had three people over the ages of 70 write in on three different days, basically the same thing, which was that their game was so much more enjoyable because they were able to last throughout the entire 18 holes without, you know, fading. And, you know, to me, that's important because a lot of people assumed, whether they were young or they were older or in the middle, that back nine fade was just a fact of life with playing golf.
Yeah.
So addressing it and, you know, helping people have healthier, more fulfilling rounds, whether they're competitive or casual, is important to us. And it's really great that, you know, this market, though niche and, you know, somewhat opportunistic, is perfect because they're the perfect candidate for exactly the product that we make.
Yeah, I think it's perfect too, because, I mean, Caleb, you said it's hard to get the 20-year-old CrossFit guy and the 50-year-old mom, but realistically, there's the people that play golf are range from the ages of 3 to 90. So exactly. I mean, and everyone, golf, it could be your whole life for some people, but some people, they do play golf, they play tennis, they play paddle and pickle and all that stuff, and then they have kids who might be in high school and college that play sports. And it just, I think now that I think about it even more, I think golf was probably the perfect place to push this because there's so many different types of people that play golf.
That, and, you know, I saw a really interesting graph once that compared the participation rate for ages for different sports. And it was like tennis, skiing, snowboarding, all these other sports. When you hit 60, 65, you stop playing them, because it just, your body can't really keep up anymore. But golf, people play until they can't. Yeah. You know, and you play until you're 80, 85, 90. You know, our grandfather, he stopped playing rounds, but that dude would always take his clubs and go get some swings in,
yeah,
you know, all the way to the end. So it's a game that we also recognize, like, you play as you get older and you try not to stop. And that was also very appealing to us.
All right. I am interrupting this episode for an important announcement. If you have listened to this point and are interested in trying DF18, go to my Instagram. It's at Maddie Belden Golf. And the first person to DM me and say, I want to try DF18 is going to get a sample pack sent right to them. Let's get back into the episode. So you guys mentioned earlier, it's really hard to educate the audience about how it is different from those other products. How have you gone about doing so, or how do you plan to do so in the future?
I think, you know, we're getting better at our email marketing. That first and foremost, you know, has to be how we educate people. We have to create content that tells them that, you know, there is this world of hydration products, and they are just hydration products, and a lot of them aren't even that great, you know. So there's a saturation level where you go on Instagram and you can scroll through, and I don't know, like, maybe it's because it's my account, but I see Liquid IV, Hydrant, Cure, whatever it is, and you look at the back of them, all they are ripoffs of Gatorade.
Yeah.
You know, in a millennial serving. And for us, the challenge definitely is like, hey, if hydration was the only thing you needed to play better on the back nine, you know, Gatorade can do the job, but it's clearly not doing the job, because golf needs a comprehensive approach to nutrition. It is very different from anything else. Like we've said, 4 to 6 hours, and especially if you're a competitive player, you know, Maddie, we've spoken about this before. You have one day 18 holes, the next day 36, you know, depending, it could be 3 days in a row. If you don't have your nutrition dialed in, that second day is only going to get harder. And then on the third day, if you're even, you know, fortunate enough to be competing, it gets even harder. So for us, it's definitely a challenge trying to convince golfers that nutrition is not as easy as taking a salt pack and getting through a round, you know, especially if you want to play your best.
Sorry, go ahead.
And I just wanted to add, you know, I think the biggest hurdle for educating golfers is that when they talk about hydration, that's one pillar. There are two other pillars to how DF18 works that they're not used to considering in products that look like ours. And that would be, you know, the stamina component and the focus component. But there's actually a fourth sort of phantom pillar that Caleb touched on, and that is recovery. Because, you know, it's one thing to do it for one day, but like dealing with the accumulation of stress that multiple days in a row will wreak on your body is also something that needs to be addressed if you're going to enjoy your best rounds or play at the most competitive that you could be. Actually, your dad had an experience with this when he went and played at, I forget what course he was at last weekend.
Kinloch, yeah.
Yeah, he told me about, you know, the one of the main things that he noticed about the product was that he played a fairly challenging weekend, and then he had to come back and teach a full day of lessons on Monday, and he fully expected to be wiped out for that day, but he wasn't, right?
Yeah,
he was able to just jump back into it.
I mean, I wish you guys thought of this like 5 years ago, because when you were just talking about that, I was thinking of, there was a round I played, I'll literally never forget this. Actually, it was two rounds, because it was a two-day tournament. We played 36 the first day, 18 the next day, down in Florida. It was on our spring break. And first round, I shot 79. I was pretty happy. Second round, you just play them consecutively, 97. I literally just flipped the numbers. And my coach was like, what the heck happened? I was like, I literally couldn't even tell you. Like, I have no idea. I was rolling putts the first one, like chipping in, and then the second round, I mean, you play the same exact course, the same exact holes, like why can't I just go out and do the same thing again? But you just hit a wall, and it's like, it's unbelievable. Like, I wish, I'm glad it's around now, but I really could have used you guys in college, because that was brutal. So who do you think can benefit the most from DF18, whether it's golfers, young, old, anything in between?
I think that when it comes to golf, you know, virtually anybody can benefit from it, but perhaps the two demographics that will quote unquote benefit the most would be the juniors and the, you know, the I don't want to say seniors, but, you know, people that are in their, you know, 50s and up. There are a couple different reasons. I think in the 50s and up, they have more of a physiological burden placed on them. And the stress that they'll experience over the course of a round will be greater as a result of that. And then for junior golfers, I think it has largely to do with inexperience, right? Like when you're a more experienced player and you hit the back nine drag and you're having to fight your body, experience will help dictate what kind of choices that you would make. And with experience, you might just as a result of that make better choices. Whereas junior golfer, when their back nine happens, they lose all concept of what exactly to do.
It's like a total meltdown. Yeah.
Yeah. Gail, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I mean, I think, you know, it's really for the person who lives and dies by that one or two stroke metric. So juniors the same, you know, the seniors the same, but, you know, the guys that won't benefit from it or the gals that won't benefit from it are your weekend warriors. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like going out and crushing White Claws and Michelob Ultras as you play is super fun. Like we've all been there. But I really believe that the product itself is for the golfer who is trying to be a complete player. You know, I feel like a broken record at this point, but that's what our brand, you know, the goal of the brand is to speak to them and elevate their game.
Yeah. And you touched on juniors too, Zach. I know some parents might be a little bit weary of giving their child a supplement. I'm assuming you wholeheartedly believe it's appropriate for juniors.
Yeah. Well, Caleb will tell the story of that we just got from an academy yesterday, but to assuage the fears for parents, if you'd be okay with your child consuming dark chocolate, then you would be fine with one of the only questionable ingredients in it, which is this compound called theobromine. It is found in chocolate and it's sort of a relative to caffeine, but with none of the drawbacks. And besides that, it is a food-based product. Like one of the main ingredients is the arugula extract, which contains roughly the equivalent of 5 cups of raw arugula per serving. So, you know, fundamentally, it's a rather healthy product. And I might say that, you know, for a person that is smaller in stature, they might not need a full serving, mm-hmm. but a full serving would be in no way harmful for them.
Got it. And Maddie, do you coach any juniors? Do you have any students that are young?
I teach a lot of young girls, especially. Yeah.
So do you ever have the parents asking you what they should take?
No.
No?
No, they don't think about nutrition ever.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah. The reason I ask is because, you know, we got approached on Instagram by this guy, Murig Morgan, and he's out of, I think, Portland, Oregon. And he coaches... Oh, he said he had like 50 plus juniors, and his specialty is coaching juniors, and he's coaching some serious winners. You know, they're all winning. I couldn't begin to tell you what the tournaments are, but the state level, regional level. And he's, you know, saying that one of the toughest things for juniors is that they don't like to take anything. They don't like to eat anything when they play.
Yeah.
And he notices it more, in his opinion, in juniors on the back nine. They go out, they just kill it on the front. And then they blow up super hard on the back nine. So for him, you know, he's definitely had the back and forth with a lot of parents. What should I be giving my son or daughter to really help them, you know, get to the next level? And he's coaching, you know, people all the way up through the end of high school, getting them ready for college. And, you know, his story is important because he just felt like he never had that answer. And after, you know, giving it to a bunch of his students who are now starting to win a whole bunch of tournaments, you know, not saying DF18 is the only thing, because they obviously are excellent golfers, but it's just a way to have a comprehensive approach to building a modern golfer, right? He can do the equipment side, he can do the technique side, and now, you know, he's also working on the mental side, the training side. Now he feels like he can check off that last box for any of his athletes. So,
yeah. And I think part of the blame, I guess, would it be on the coaches, because how often do I bring up nutrition or anything like that in a lesson? It's never, because they also don't ask about it. So I guess it goes both ways, but I've talked about this before on my podcast. My like ultimate dream is to open up an academy or a learning center of some sort where you have instructors, you have physical therapists, you have trainers with a gym, but you also have nutritionists and sports psychologists, like a whole holistic approach to it. And I think this is an awesome start that I can talk to my students about, because most of them just crush a Gatorade and then go out and crash on the back nine. So yeah. I think a lot of coaches need to do a better job of promoting DF18 and just better nutrition and hydration in general too.
Well, yeah. Merrick is big. I mean, he wrote to us yesterday and he's giving us a lot of credit. We're a little humbled by that, but you know, he told us that since he introduced DriveForce to his students 2 weeks ago, they've won two OSAA state champions, and they've had three wins in the first Oregon Junior Golf Major of the year. And that one of the students that was using DF18 broke the individual scoring record of negative 14 that apparently stood for 7 years.
That's crazy.
And he, you know, he calls out when we asked him, like, in his professional opinion, what was different that he could attribute to, you know, the use of DF18. And it was just that the struggle with getting them to maintain performance for the, and he put it in bold letters, full 18, you know, was fixed, and that DriveForce just performs. So, you know, it's rather, you know, rather exciting. And I suppose to your listeners who have juniors training with you, that can be a testimony to, you know, both safety and efficacy.
Yeah. Oh, that is awesome. What would you say, moving a little bit away from golf, I guess, and into the just general health of the average person, what are some of the health benefits that anyone could get from DF18 aside from, you know, the stamina and fatigue that we face with golf?
So I'll preface this by saying that we are in no way making any medical claims whatsoever.
This is Birdie Bitch is not a medical podcast.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I can tell you that there are a number of ingredients that significantly strengthen your immune system. There are ingredients in there like the arugula extract, which may significantly improve your cardiovascular and heart health. We've actually anecdotally had two customers report that since they started taking it on a regular basis, their blood pressures have fallen below pre-hypertension. And there's a gentleman out in Reading, Mass, his name is Ben, who apparently doesn't have to take his, hasn't needed to take his blood pressure meds since he started using it. Now, again, anecdotal, but
yeah.
If you look up dietary nitrates and its association with heart health, you can find some pretty interesting research. You know, there are a number of ways that it'll help with physical recovery. So if you were to exercise profusely, taking a DF18 will improve
your body's ability to cope with that stress and recover in the following day and sort of mitigate muscle soreness. A number of the ingredients are tied to, you know, cognition improvements, both short and long term. There's a whole myriad of health and wellness benefits. You can actually see, you know, some of them written on our website at driveforce.golf, but, you know, it speaks largely to the goal of the company, which was to make high performing products that were also going to leave you better off health-wise.
So would you suggest taking this every day, even if you're golfing or not, or working out or not? Should it be like a daily part of your routine?
I certainly would. I mean, I personally use it twice. I use it in the morning at 5 a.m. before my 6 a.m. workout, and I use an additional one at around 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon because I like staying as productive as I can. You know, I mean, everyone knows what that that midday sort of afternoon crash feels like. Yeah, you know, Maddie. We talked about this. So, you know, if you don't like that, having a DF18 with lunch will pretty much help you reduce or get rid of that brain fog, you know, midday lethargy.
Probably better than trying to drink like a large coffee at 2 p.m. to get through the last 3 hours of your workday.
Well, you know, that's one thing that a lot of people have found is that they, and we're not trying to say that you should replace coffee because I love my coffee. But I think that there is a difference between wanting your coffee and feeling like you need your coffee.
Yeah.
So DF18 will help, whether you take it in the morning or in the afternoon, help you not need your coffee as much, which, you know, is a nice way to be.
And
you know, chasing a stimulant is no good.
No. And this won't make you jittery at all either. Cause I know people, when you get you that large coffee at 3 p.m. to like get through the last few hours of work, then you can't fall asleep at night. But DF18 won't do that to you, correct?
Not at all. DF18 is meant to strengthen your foundation and your ability to think, but not change you too much in any way.
Gotcha.
That's awesome. There's ashwagandha in there, which is shown to help, you know, sleep regulation quite efficiently.
Yeah, I actually used to take ashwagandha like by the pill, because I know it helps with being calm and, like you said, sleep and all that stuff, which is awesome. So what are you guys' future plans for the company? Do you have share as much as you can, or as little as you want? Do you have any big future plans for DriveForce?
Survive.
No, I mean, you know, I think boldly stating, like, our goal as a company, especially, you know, today as a golf company, is I would love to turn on a tournament and see DriveForce, right, official nutrition partner of the PGA, of the LPGA. Like, that's what we're playing for right now. You know, it's a lofty goal, but we really want to get there. We want to get this into the hands of tour professionals. And you know, beyond that, we've already mentioned getting into other sports, opening up our user base, opening up our target market.
That's actually already happened sort of organically. Like, if anyone follows hockey, Katie Burt, who's the goaltender for the Boston Pride, hasn't played a game or gone to a practice session this past season without using DF18. We have a couple triathletes that like it, a few endurance runners, a handful of, you know, strength trainees, you know, so people, like, you know, they look at what we're offering insofar as the focus, stamina, and hydration, and they just naturally made the jump that's good for their 1-2 hours of activity also.
I think you guys are going to do awesome. It's a genius idea, and like I said, I wish you came up with this like 5 or 6 years ago, maybe I would have been a better college golfer. I wouldn't have gone 79, 97 in the same day. I mean, it just solves so many of the problems that I think if we as coaches on our side can spread the word about it, it'll change a lot of golfers' lives and how they play. And I think a lot of people will be pleased with it.
That is, Caleb will tell you that that's the one thing that we've been winning on, at least, is, you know, we didn't start this as a marketing company and dropping, you know, millions of dollars into marketing campaigns. We've led with the product, sending it to folks like yourself and others.
Yeah.
So we're just continuing, hopefully, you know, trying to do more of that. And if anyone listening to your podcast wants samples, they should just feel free to reach out to us, because, like, you know, 9 out of 10 times we're going to say yes.
Okay. Try it. Yeah. I will definitely share it on the podcast Instagram, on my Instagram, all that fun stuff. Do you want to share where everyone can find you, your website and social media, stuff like that?
Caleb? Yeah. So you can find us at dryforce.golf, and all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, is simply Dryforce Golf.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
No, appreciate it. Thank you, Maddie.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure.
As a PGA professional, I often find myself in situations where I feel run down, fatigued, and dehydrated. Whether it's a long day at work giving lessons or playing in an event myself, I know DF18 by Dryforce can help me get through. DF18 is a pre-round supplement that's added to water. Drink it on your way to the golf course or midday at work to get through that afternoon slump. Everything else is just for hydration, but DF18 helps with focus and stamina and boosts your overall health. Whether you're a golf professional, PGA or LPGA tour player, or an amateur golfer, DF18 can help you feel better and play better. Go to dryforce.golf and use my code BIRDIE15 to get 15% off your order.